Well, early guys, I thought we'd have a little chat. We haven't had a chat for a while, have we? And funny enough, I thought we'd talk about something like how toxic feminism is, and why I think it's so toxic. First of all, feminism has nothing to do with equality. It's all about control. Femmes want what males have, but they don't want to work really hard to get it. And femmes are very revengeful, aren't they? A lot of femmes won't tell you this, but they're jealous of males. How some males can make success look so easy. And of course, with success becomes money, prestige. And femmes can be very vindictive. And mostly all of them are narcissistic, to some degree. And quite selfish. Everything has to be about them. First on the list was male spaces. It was a place where a male could go without any femmes around at all, to get away from the nagging, the moaning, the constant attention-seeking. Well, feminism has pretty much destroyed all male spaces. They've got into them, destroyed them, and now they are no more. But males still have their safe places, but I'm not telling you where they are. But they started to do that with gyms as well, haven't they? You know, I don't remember way back when femmes being that interested in exercise. But we all know they go to the gym because that's where the males are. And feminism goes hand in hand with woke, DEI, diversity. Because it gets femmes into positions they don't really merit and haven't worked hard to get to. And in reality, of course, feminists want to bring males down. Look at the Me Too movement. You notice they always seem to go after guys who have status and money. When there's people like, say, Tommy working down the local supermarket as a cashier who's a womanizer, but he's got no money. The idea is to destroy the man's life. And of course the charges are always about the same. Doesn't matter whether the charges stick or not, they ruin his life anyway. That's what you call spitefulness, vindictiveness. And femmes excel in it. I guess the end game would be to take over everything. The trouble is, they're not very good at it when they take it over. Because most femmes believe the universe evolves around them. Let's just take some of the franchise that they have actually destroyed. Star Wars. The original Star Wars, of course, had it all. And there was, of course, Leia, who back then was acting strong and empowered. But that's not good enough for the feminists. Because you have to actually belittle the males, shame them for being males. They forget that Leia would never have been rescued without males. Because to them, this franchise was masculine-based. Because the real heroes were males. But of course, the reason why is, if you want something done, you get a man. Because generally, males are doers, not talkers. Think about it. What males do together? Fishing, hunting, football, soccer. What do femmes do when they get together? They sit around and talk. And talk. And nothing is produced at all. They're not doing anything. If you want a lot of gaslighting and waffle, you get a femme. Then when they feminize these sort of movies or franchises, they always do the same thing. All the heroes and main players are all femmes. And males play a subservient role. Of course, the trouble is, it doesn't sell. Femmes can sell sex, but not much else. Then, of course, there was the Terminator, Dark Fate, another masculine franchise, that they made almost all femmes. It didn't sell too well either, did it? By the way, for me, Judgment Day was probably the best one. Then there was Indiana Jones. How could you make that feminine? Well, they tried, didn't they? But once again, it didn't work. The funny thing is that even the feminists didn't like the movies either. Because a movie has to be entertaining. And all these movies became was just propaganda. Because they show femmes never making a mistake. Absolutely perfect. And unfortunately, that's the way they think. They think they are perfect. They know everything. And accountability is for men, not for femmes. And that's why they make the same mistakes over and over again. Because if you think there's nothing wrong with you, you don't change, do you? And of course it doesn't help that most of them are completely delusional. A friend I occasionally see and sometimes have a drink with has been married 42 years this year. And he told me something the other day. In all that time, this wife has never actually admitted she was wrong and said sorry. Ever. She knows it, but she can't bring herself to say it. In itself, that's pretty sad, isn't it? Of course, quite some time back, they redid Charlie's Angels. They tried to feminize it. I mean, it was already about femmes in the first place, but they managed to screw that up as well. And I'm surprised they didn't call it Sarah's Angels or something like that. But once again, the femmes were far too perfect. They never made mistakes. They always got it right. And they made them just so damn clever. And of course, Disney has been woken and feminized for many years now. And they're paying for it. Luckily, they're a massive company. But they can't keep on losing money like they're doing. And they're making stuff that isn't actually entertaining at all. It's just propaganda for the feminists. You know, males are bad and femmes are, well, perfect. Of course, with the DEI and everything, femmes have got into a lot of positions. And positions with authority. And we've all seen the results, haven't we? Nothing is getting done. Because femmes are all about show and tell. Gaslighting. But it's still the same way it always has been. If you want something done and done right, you get a man. Because males are committed to their jobs and what they do. And males care about everybody on the planet, not just one sex. Most femmes are only really interested in themselves. And all throughout the years we've been worried about maybe a war or a meteorite or a plague of some kind. But feminism is the destroyer of societies. They alienate males. They actually hate males. They're jealous of them. And without males in society, society isn't going anywhere but extinct. A lot of males have seen that already and have walked away from femmes and society. A lot of males have actually woken up and seen what the feminists and femmes are doing. Never forget, guys, what the feminists have done and targeted males everywhere. And also remember that the so-called normal femmes said nothing. For me, it doesn't make much difference either way. But at least I lived many years ago when things were good. But even back then, femmes had far more equality than males did. But it worked way back when. Maybe the reason I made this kind of depressing video is because today it hardly got light at all here. A big grey cloud is sitting over the UK and doing nothing but raining and misty. If you look outside, it looks like one of those old Jack the Ripper movies from the UK. Huh. I don't know. Maybe I'll go for a walk. You take it easy, guys.
Well, hello, my dear. And where are you going on this terrible and dreadful evening?
2 shillings for around the world.
Such a reasonable price. Step over here, my dear.
Oh, no, it's dark!
No, now. Hush, my dear.